And friends, this is Lorraine Lee Hammond. We're doing a live radio broadcast from the Chapel in the Pines. We're here with Summer Acoustic Music Weekend, and it's an entire week of music, teaching, learning, dancing, carrying on. And there is such an active live audience here that I would like them to just check in. Are you out here? Yes? Thank you, thank you. And the guests this afternoon are Martin Grosswent and Alonzo Pennington, two extraordinary musicians, each of them with a lifetime in the music, and it's barely begun. They're gaining their chops now, and you're going to get to hear some amazing playing. I'd like to start by just checking in with Martin first. Martin, we've known each other for a long time.
A long time,
and it goes back through a whole history of places where it was a festival, or it was a recording studio, or it was a chance to teach, and you've been active in each one of those things for a long time. Yep.
Yes, a long time.
I'm making Martin Grosswent tired here, sorry.
Well, it's a low bar.
It's a low bar, right?
Yeah, actually, this summer it's 50 years since I started playing guitar.
That's what I was fishing for. Yeah, I didn't realize it was quite that long.
It's unthinkable.
But it's extraordinary that you do it, and each time I hear you play, there is more depth and power in your singing and your playing.
Well, thank you.
Would you like to start out with a piece of music for us?
Sure. Let's do one we did last night, because you all know how to sing it. Outshines the sun. I got a little mother in Beulah land. Outshines the sun. I got a mother in Beulah land. Outshines the sun. Beyond the sky. Come on, go to Beulah land. Outshines the sun. Come on, go to Beulah land. Outshines the sun. Come on, go to Beulah land. Outshines the sun, way beyond the sky. Sister in Beulah land, outshines the sun. I got a sister in Beulah land, outshines the sun. I got a sister in Beulah land, outshines the sun, way beyond the sky. Come on, go to Beulah land, outshines the sun. Come on, go to Beulah land. Outshines the sun. Come on, go to Beulah land. Outshines the sun, way beyond the sky. Come on, go to Beulah Land, outshines the sun, way beyond the sky.
You know, beautiful melody and one that overlaps into a lot of other songs when we're talking about the old tradition songs.
Yep.
And Martin, let's have a conversation with Alonzo, and then we'll be back to you for some more music as well.
Whatever you like.
Whatever I like. Alonzo. Alonzo Pennington's dad taught at this program for years, and it sure, Alonzo, I think we've known each other since, what, we decided you were 12?
It was
Puget Sound.
Early 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Sound,
yeah. It was a long time ago. And the idea that you've grown up with the music and that you're carrying on a tradition and always shaping it and moving it forward is great. Part of what Alonzo's carrying forward is teaching. And your dad also, just a fabulous teacher of a traditional thumb-style American guitar technique. So can you talk to that for a moment?
What we're kind of special as in is it's a Western Kentucky-born style of playing, known to many people as Travis picking and made famous by Merle Travis, who is a big influence on people like Chet Atkins and Lenny Bro and other great guitarists and stuff like that. And still, he's been gone since 1983, but still touches a lot of people. And he was a great guitar player who developed his own kind of style. But he was also a great songwriter. He was a cartoonist. He fixed watches. He was an amazing individual. And so a lot of that, his fame come from talking and singing about and writing songs that showed the exploitation of people in Western Kentucky and what these big coal companies did to them and how they had to live. So that. That had him to write songs like 16 Tons,
right.
And Dark as a Dungeon. And he was a hometown hero. In the early 50s and late 40s, Merle Travis had spent a few years out in Hollywood in California. And when he came back, he was a hero because... not only because his music was great, but he brought knowledge to a lot of the people across the country of the working conditions and how things were. And these were in the beginnings of things when there wasn't necessarily the United Mine Workers to take care and help and stand up for a lot of these workers, and they were just at the mercy of the coal company and the company store. They wouldn't pay them in real money. They paid them in brass flickers, and the only place you could spend them was in their store.
That's right.
And so there's a lot of social justice that he helped bring to light, which is something that he doesn't always get credit for.
I agree completely. Tennessee Ernie Ford took 16 Tons and brought it to New York City, a setting that would not have known anything about this life.
Absolutely.
Without a song like that. So we are always, when we're at any of these WUMB kinds of learning situations, the camps, the weekends, part of what we learn is the social history that is woven into the songs and carry it forward. And having had this conversation, I'm interested in what you'll play for us now. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to play you one of my favorite Merle Travis tunes. Merle Travis was also the first rapper.
Oh, now there's a thought.
If you've ever heard the song Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette, you'll understand.
Oh, of course, you're right.
That was also the first million seller for Capitol Records.
Wow. Alonzo Pennington.
So we might as well do that one. The part of the light side of Travis is he was such a funny guy and humorous, and he could do all these impressions and things. But this is one of my favorite Travis tunes because it has just some real intricate picking in it, and it's just funny. And everybody can use a laugh.
Take it, Alonzo.
Well, I'm a fellow. fella with a heart of gold and the ways of a gentleman, I've been told, the kind of a guy that wouldn't even harm a flea. Well, if me and a certain character met, that guy that invented the cigarette, well, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Well, it ain't because I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon that they'd hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything got to stop while you have a cigarette. Well, smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. You got to puff, puff, puff it till you smoke yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate, you hate to make him wait. You got to have another cigarette. Game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right, and the kings and the queens just kept on coming around. Well, I was hitting them good and I was betting them high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He kept on a calling and laying his money down. Yeah, he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, you gotta sink or swim, when he finally called and he wouldn't raise the bet. I said, "Ace is full, pal, how about you?" He said, "I'll tell you in a minute or two, but right now I gotta have me a cigarette." Well, smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. You gotta puff, puff, puff it till you smoke yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait. You got to have another cigarette. Other night I had a date with the cutest little girl in the old state, uptown, high-class, fancy little dame. Well, she told me she loved me, and it seemed to me that everything was just like it ought to be, so hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was a long way from a chunk of ice, and our petting party was going so nice. So help me, Martin, think I'd have been there yet. Well, I gave her a hug and a little squeeze. She said, "Oh, Alonzo, excuse me, please, but right now I gotta have me a cigarette." Well, smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. You gotta puff, puff, puff it till you smoke yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait. You gotta have another cigarette. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait. You gotta have another cigarette.
First rap song ever.
Just going to take a moment and ask you about the guitar. The two of you have very different looking instruments, and just speak to that one that you were playing.
Mine's just an old beat up Martin guitar.
Yep,
from
yep.
the late 70s.
Yep, we just
But it's got a good sound and a good neck on it, plays good.
Yep.
It fits me, it feels comfortable.
It does,
It's one of about 50 that I have.
Oh, so. All right. You know, we find out interesting things on these shows, friends. Always, always tune in. There's something to learn about the music.
They talk about musicians having addictions. Well, buying instruments is one of those major addictions.
It really, really is. It really is.
I never saw it as a problem.
It doesn't feel like it yet.
And friends, Martin Grosswent, and the guitar that you've got.
This is a... It's a copy of one of Paul Jeremiah's old guitars, a 1937 Gibson J35.
Right.
Structural copy. It didn't look like this. Made by Dale Fairbanks in West Hartford, Connecticut,
right.
Who's figured out how to build brand new 80-year-old Gibsons.
I remember how excited you were about the sound of that instrument.
Oh, yeah. He's,
and it
he's
is
really
great.
Something. He yeah. builds beautiful, beautiful guitars.
Right. Now, you are playing on the road a fair amount with Susan Salem Schatz, is that right?
Suzanne, yep.
Suzanne.
Salem Schatz. Yeah, we have a duo. We started out in a honky-tonk band about 5 years or so ago, playing a lot of old twangy country and western swing.
Right.
And then we started working as a duet. Our voices work really well together.
They do, yeah.
Very fortunate to have someone like that to sing with. So.
Oh, right.
We do what we can.
Right. Well, it sounds good. And we keep hearing increasingly about the sound and the recordings and how it's coming together. So it's a good thing.
Good
and,
to know.
Yeah, it's true. And meanwhile, could you give us a little more music, please?
Sure. I'll do... I know you like this one, so I figured I'd curry favor.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Which is what we're having for lunch, by the way. Curry favor. Followed by Raisin Detra.
Do you want to be identified on this show, or shall you just be an anonymous voice? Yeah, right.
Don't mention my name, please.
Right. Certainly won't let them know that Martin Grossman is here.
You put the bar across my eye in the photographs.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll do a song by Doc Boggs, who was a wonderful banjo player and singer from almost in Virginia, other end of, almost in Kentucky, I mean, other end of the state from you. He was from Norton, Virginia in Surrey County, way down in the southwest corner. When I left my father's house, I was well... Do I have this tune right? Hold on. I do, sorry. When I left my father's house, I was well supplied. I made a mistake and I've been wrong, and I'm dissatisfied. I believe I'll go back home. That was out. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Come to the job done wrong. I'll go back to my father's house, a place I love so dear. There they have plenty to eat, and I'm a starving here. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I done wrong. I'll go back to my father's house. I'll fall down on my face, say that I'm not worthy, I seek a servant's place. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong. Seen him coming, he met him with a smile, threw his arms around him, said, this is my wandering child. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong. Father said to his servant, go and kill the fatted calf. Invite both friends and relatives. My son's come home at last. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong. In procession, all sorrow had passed. Father's heart was filled with joy, his son come home at last. Elder son was jealous, I believe I heard him say, give my brother his portion, I never went away. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong. Father said to his elder son, you have been so good and kind. Not a calf have I given thee, but all I have is thine.
I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Acknowledge I've done wrong.
Beautiful music, and the tuning on the banjo is a kind of a classic Doc Boggs.
It is.
Yeah, just that, which is that fifth string going down and the whole right. The whole shebang.
It's called graveyard tuning, appropriately enough.
Yes, yes, yeah. We won't even speculate too much on it, but
no.
when you are doing that, it reminds me that you teach a great deal, yes?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
On all of these instruments, and mandolin, guitar, banjo?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fiddle?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Sometimes even on Cajun accordion.
All right. Oh, my.
Yes,
step back, world.
It's hard to find a place to teach that.
I bet. Yeah. Yeah. Some place with a kind of separate building. Not an outhouse exactly, but a separate building. Right.
Oh, a walk-in cooler is usually pretty good.
A walk-in cooler.
Well insulated.
Yes. All right. And Alonzo, it'd be great to hear some more music from you in addition.
Yeah. You know, I'm... You know, the people that are here, we're teaching, we do this professionally, and we love it. We love every bit of it. Mm-hmm. Because we love meeting new people, and we love traveling, we love seeing new places. And I've been doing this since I was not teaching, but I've been traveling and playing since I was about 6-7 years old. Hmm. And I've never been homesick until the last 4-4.5 years that I've traveled. Well, I've got a 4.5-year-old little girl. Mm. And... That's the hardest part of it, is I miss her. But you know, sometimes in life, things don't work out the way you plan. Marriages don't work out. It's hard on the children. It's hard on the parents, too. This is a song called Daddy's Girl. She's Daddy's girl. She makes him so proud. She can dry up all the rain with just a smile. She's his whole world, no questions in that. He'd give his life for hers in seconds flat. You take a teardrop, you turn it into wine. You'll never know just what you'll get. It's bittersweet with honey, dry but still funny. And she's just like her mother, but still yet. She's Daddy's girl. Daddy's girl. Gets her on the weekends. He's never a minute late. He just can't wait to see her. And she's just the same. And he prays that when she's older, that she'll understand all the sacrifices that he made. He did the best that he can. You take a teardrop, you can turn it into wine. You'll never know just what you get. It's bittersweet with honey, dry but still funny. And she's just like a mother, but still yet. She's Daddy's girl. That's Daddy's girl. She's Daddy's girl. Yeah, that's Daddy's girl.
Alonzo Pennington, a song that you wrote, yeah? And there's so much of that in addition. By the time you're tempered, you and Martin both, with the touring and the traveling and the being in the music, it's a pretty short hop to start writing your own music, your own tunes, and it's extraordinary what you bring to it when you do. So that was a beautiful example of it, moving that music forward. When you're on the road, you travel the country. Have you been abroad as well? Have you been to Europe?
I have not been abroad.
Aha.
I have not.
All right.
So.
They won't be ready for you no matter when you get there, but it's going to be really wonderful to discover again how much larger this music community is than we realize. It's going to be, you're going to have a good time. You're
just going to have a good time. I look forward to it one day.
Yep. And Martin, you've been playing the fiddle more recently. Cajun music, is that
I started playing Cajun music about 23 years ago. I got tapped to play electric bass in a fairly popular Cajun dance band down in Rhode Island, southeastern Massachusetts, called Magnolia.
Right.
And I'd heard a lot of Cajun music before, but playing it really grabbed me. I was lucky enough to see the Balfa Brothers with Nathan Abshire playing accordion in D.C. back around 1970, and that made a lasting impression.
It does, that kind of powerful music, yeah. That genuine music that we then build from and draw on.
Yeah, and I hadn't been playing much for a while, and I really got pulled in to that and learned a lot about the music and just kept trying to make the noises that I heard that I liked.
Great. Well, I'm naming these various kinds of strengths that each of you have around the music because when WUMB pulls together a program, we find people with great strengths and a willingness to sit down and pull it apart a little so that the rest of us can be learning from you. And that's a great gift. So I do want to thank Grady Motes back at the station engineer for WUMB, who's helping this broadcast happen, and John Landry. And Patty Domeniconi, who is the general manager for WUMB and also camp director here that helps keep the Summer Acoustic Music Week programs going up here at Geneva Point in New Hampshire. And I certainly want to thank John Dorshak, who is engineering right on site right now. And we have had a remarkable show today. And I think that Alonzo and Martin, have you met here before?
No, we've never met before.
You never met, right, okay. Well, that's perfect.
We introduced ourselves before the radio show.
Yeah.
That would be, I would believe it, too.
Hi, Mark.
Alonzo, where's Oscar?
So these two, who really don't know each other much, but boy, they're going to, will take us out with a tune. But first, let's thank Alonzo Pennington and Martin Grossman for an amazing show.
Thank you.
Ideally, it will be the same song you are each playing together.
Yes.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
I'm starting it off, so it won't be fast, but it won't be very good. Thank you.
together one time.